Welcome back, guys. Going into the second hour here. The recording worked. I'm feeling fantastic.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was loud. Let's play some some role-playing stuff. I literally came in halfway through week going, yeah! So it was just loud as shit.
I was excited that your recording worked
fine.
I know.
It was, I'm excited. Happy, too. It's good.
That's hype. That's good.
Macho Man Wheat Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Mr. Sicarian, having lost your Frenchman but escaped the crowd, where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Well, I would imagine I would push fairly far forward, just determined to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I would turn around and be like,
"Yeah,
what the fuck? He's not here."
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to do with the timeline wise for that, but I would open up a comm and be like, "Where are you?" You know, fairly annoyed.
Okay. I say to, what the hell is his name? Christoph?
Constantine.
Constantine.
So, okay, so here's the thing. If you, Sicarian, if you connect your comm to Prosper, you can hear him talking to someone who it's too loud to make out right now. Prosper, mm-hmm. You can't hear Mr. Sicarian because it's a phone, right? And it's just like in your pocket or whatever on your person.
Okay. Got it. So, like, you know, my hands are up. That's what's going on. And I say, Monsieur Feng, my calm piece is vibrating. Not saying I don't enjoy it, but it might get confusing if I don't answer. All right.
So he keeps the gun to your back, and he, like, pats you down until he finds it. Mm-hmm. And he grabs it, and he looks at it. And can you make a luck check, Mr. Sicarian?
All right.
Sure.
Well, it was time for a new character.
Oh, it was D20, right? Just flat D20.
Oh, no, wait. This is Sicarian doing it. Ah, well, it was time for Jeff to roll a new character.
Please don't break.
Me?
So it's, D20 and just unmodified. You need a 13 or better.
Nope.
Okay. So, Prosper, you don't see Constantine's face or anything. Like, he pats you down, takes your phone, looks at it, and all you hear him say is, huh. And then you hear the phone click off, and then the, like, rustling. Like, and that's it. Like, he puts it in his pocket.
Well, who is it? I want to know what I missed. I've been waiting for my mother.
So I'm kind of looking back in the general direction of where I pushed from.
Yeah.
And I'm just, again, just kind of like in the comm, like, Prosper, come in. And is it just,
you,
do I know the just, call
you
gets
just get his, you just get his voicemail, yeah. Like, the comm gets turned off.
I would like to believe that would strike me as very odd. That doesn't happen conversationally, especially
sure.
on a mission. So
yeah.
I would start pushing back in that direction, I guess.
Okay, make a, I guess a perception check as you start doing that.
All right, I have a 0 in perception, so that's just a flat 2d6?
Yeah, if you have, it's just, flat 2d6.
7.
Okay, all right, you can make out what you, like, someone you think is Prosper from here. You can see, like, hands above the crowd, but it might also be someone just being like, woo! Starlight, yay. Though there's no music playing anymore, so yeah. I don't know how distinguishable are your hands, Prosper.
Yeah,
like if I had my hands up in a crowd, you could tell it was me right away, but
yeah. Yeah. I've got the knuckles Prosper written.
No. Okay, so yeah, you have an idea, maybe before it, like, you see him for a second before he, like, disappears behind a column. And you can, you can head in that direction.
I'm suspiciously going in that direction, and I'm pushing through, but I'm aware of the fact that this is, this is odd behavior.
Some weird
and
stuff.
And we're pursuing an assassin, so I'm aware of what could happen.
All right. So, Higgs, while you're on the ship, you hear, Pi says, Prosper's signal's gone.
Well, where'd it go?
He turned his comm off.
Fucking, why would that idiot do... Where was he last seen?
I don't know.
I told you to track it. What are you doing?
I was working on it.
Well, goddammit, Pi, you gotta work faster. We're gonna lose him now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you bet. If he's dead, this is on you, Pi.
And I guess I just, like, grab my laser pistol and walk out of the... I'm shirtless, by the way. I only put on pants. Okay. All
right, so shirtless man, smelling of bourbon, holding a pistol, walks out of his spaceship and into a crowd of police officers. So you come down the ramp, and yeah, there's a bunch of cops there, and at least two of them like draw their guns and they're like, "Hands up, sir," like pointing their weapons at you.
Well, why are you telling me to put my hands up? What do you mean, hands up?
Sir, don't get agitated, sir. Please, just put your weapon on the ground. Put your hands up.
I'm not agitated with you. What are we doing?
Kapow!
Here?
New character.
Yeah, so, what do? Are you gonna put your gun down, or are you just?
Yeah, but no, I've got my hands up.
Okay. All right. So the just everybody hands up.
Yep, hands up.
So the one of the cops says he's like, "Are you?" You're the one that called about the assassin.
Yeah, this is my ship. What are you? He's down
the
line.
So he gestures like, you know, guns down to the other guys, and he's like, "Just taking precautions, sir."
Precautions for what? Do I look like a murderer? Don't answer that. Do I look like the murderer at the Neeker start? Whatever that concert was,
sir. Your call alerted the officers and gestures, and we wanted to come out and have a conversation with you about this.
Oh, we're going to have a conversation. Great.
I don't want to upset you, but, sir, you sound inebriated.
You're the worst fucking cop
in
the
universe. Sir, please do not get agitated, sir. Sir, calm down. And he's, like, slowly, like, walking towards you. And you notice that his eyes will go from you to the gun on the deck and, like, back up to you, like, just to make sure you're not going to go for it. And he's doing that, like, that slow approach where he's kind of got his hand over his gun, but he's, like, keeps being, like, shh. Calm down. It's okay. It's okay. And it is like walking towards you slowly.
Yeah, I'm just staring at him, just like, you fucking idiot. Like, what are you doing?
All right. So he gets a little closer and he's like, "Now, sir, go ahead and tell us what it is you needed the police for. Is this an emergency type situation? You said something on the call."
I thought I did this anonymously. How did you find this was anonymously called?
Anonymously. He's like, he looks around and he's like, "Sir, just tell us what you need." And like, he's waiting for you to like explain what the hell's going on.
Well, there's a famed bounty hunter over yonder, and that's where I wanted you guys to go because he's eventually going to go. He just shot up the Nika Starlight concert, for example. My friends were there. And one of them did get shot, and they said this was what the guy looked like, and that we were tracking him here, and I know that he's over at this ship, and I was hoping you guys could go over there and deal with that while I go out and deal with this bounty hunter out in who knows where.
So at the tail end of your hillbilly rambling, he puts his hand up on his radio, and he's like, "Yeah, dispatch, is there anything going on at the Starlight concert?"
Yeah, dispatch, is there? Do you not see the fucking loud explosions over there?
And the other cops are getting a little antsy when you start, like, getting loud. And he's like, "Just calm yourself, sir." And then he, like, the radio crackles and there's, like, somebody comes back, dispatch says something, and that, like, noise that comes from police radios that only cops seem to be able to understand. And, yeah, and he's like, "Sir, so we have reports to back up your claim that there has been some kind of disturbance. Now, you say that the man that owns that ship," he points over there, "had something to do with this?"
"Yes, he did."
And he's like, "All right.
That's what I just said, yes."
"Well, we appreciate you bringing this to our attention. We're going to ask you to just get back on your spaceship.
I'm sorry. Is this cop safe? 20,000 or whatever? Like, is there lights in the background? Is he sitting on a curb? Can we do everything? Is there a beer like in his belt pants? Like,
well, like, I mean, Higgs is a shirtless, drunk redneck.
Yeah.
Right now, so yeah.
Can we cut
to
commercial. Cops just come up and have the audio still playing behind cops. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
This would be the part where Piani would have to come down off the ship and be like, "Who are you talking to, Wilbur?" All exactly. Right. Okay. So he's like, "Sir, we're gonna ask you to get back on your spaceship. Wait there. We'll let you know when it's safe to come out. We appreciate your help."
With you here on this fucking planet, it's never safe to come out. You literally are the worst cops I've ever dealt with. And I hope he kills all of you. All five
sir,
of you.
Now
right
that's
here.
That's not called for, sir.
No, it is called
for. I'm going to chalk that up to the drink.
I hope he literally takes all five of you out with his...
Maybe you want to lie down, sir?
I don't need to lie down. This is not a bed. This is the fucking... This is metal right below me. This is not even... It's not even comforting. I'm going back inside now.
I go back inside.
Alex is like, all right. And he turns back around and he gestures over the ship and he's like, all right, let's go over there and see what's going on. And so there's like a, I don't know, three or four of them. And they start walking over to Fang's ship. Where do you go when you're inside the ship?
So I fucking go find where I was sitting with the alcohol and sit back down.
Okay. All right.
And I tell, Pat, can you please bring up a monitor of what the festivities next door, please? I'd like to see these five men die.
Okay. So Pi brings up a video terminal.
I'd like to see his five men die.
And you get an echoey, like an echoey feed, and you see them approach. They stop. One of them like puts his hand on his gun and walks up towards the ship to where the I guess the like loading dock is, and he like raps on it with his knuckles. And you can hear him. He's like, "Dome police, open up."
Like, I'm thinking of Collateral right now. With silence.
And he like hammers on it again. He's like, "Police, open up!" And he looks over and he like shakes his head at the other cops, and this other cop walks up and they have a short conversation that's too quiet for you to hear, and the other cop, the one that just walked up, looks at the guy like, and he like reaches up to the handle and like pulls on it a couple of times. Nothing happens. He turns and looks at the guy, and then you hear a like deep like sub bass like woof. And the video feed crackles out for a second, and when it comes back, there's just like a stain on the deck and like some debris and smoke, and there's like shouting outside, and yeah, it's messy.
That means Higgs can go now. Like the trap has been sprung.
Is the door open? Yeah.
No, the door is closed. But you can see above the door, there's a panel that's like blown out, yeah, there's a mess there, and there's like shouting and. The cops are definitely alerted now.
Okay, I go on over the loudspeaker right after that happens, and I said, "You should probably check for traps. He is a bounty hunter, like I said, you idiots." Then I just like
sticking to the GTA theme, Adam. How many stars are we at right now? Then?
Yeah,
we're at two probably.
Yeah. Are there tanks coming?
not yet. All right. So meanwhile, in the back hall, you. Piani, you're it's like you in order, it's like you and then Lord Lara and then Wu, right?
Right.
Is that how you have it ordered? Okay.
Right.
So Wu has like managed to work up the courage to he pushes himself past McCrary, but then once he gets to you, he doesn't go past you. He just stops and like grabs your arm and keeps making little like excited whimpering noises.
And we were privy to that conversation with
you caught the
Nico
tail end
where
of
she
it.
Said
yeah, where her manager was like, "We got to go. This isn't safe." And she was like, "But what about my fans?"
So the moment that she says, "What about my fans?" I'm like, "What about your fans? I've got your number one and number two fans right here. Woo. He saved up all of his money for like 12 years to come to this concert just to meet you. And Lady McCrary, she got hurt trying to get here to your concert. It's so crazy out there. She actually hurt herself just because she wants to meet you."
So I
just kind of like shove them on.
Here, have them. Okay. So yeah, Nika looks at her manager and is like gold lamé suit and like swats him and she's like, "See, Winston, I told you." And like looks at them and she's like, "Oh my god, you poor things," and like runs over. And she's like a good like foot and a half shorter than McCrary, especially in the heels. And she like runs up and like gives her a big hug, and Wu is like standing at a distance, kind of like clutching himself, like trying not like he doesn't know what to do, whether he wants he's like, "Oh, they're hugging, I want to hug, but wait, no, I shouldn't touch her. Oh my god." Winston, the agent and the security guy both look at you like, "The fuck are you people? What's going on back here?" And so they're having this conversation, like Nika and your drunk friend and Wu, and Winston, the agent, like walks up to you and he looks at you and he's like, "Who the hell are you?"
"The name's Piani."
So he's definitely Majidi. I mean, she is too. He's dressed like really nicely. He's got a bunch of like jewelry, like a bunch of rings. You notice that on like just under his sleeves, he's got mandarinate like tattoos. You can just barely see them at the bottom of the cuff, but you know to look for them. He just kind of scowls at you and like wipes his hair back on his forehead and is looking at you suspiciously. He's like, "Yeah, who the hell are you?"
So of any of the people that she was talking to, are any of them maybe people that I'd recognize as security?
Yeah, I mean, there's the bodyguard dude who is doesn't consider any of you a big enough threat to have done anything yet. But
they'll go on at the front? The one that
there's three of them that you walked in on, right? There was the agent, there was Nika, and then there was her bodyguard.
So can I pull him aside, or who I think is in charge?
Yeah, you can. I mean,
I'll just go to the closest one and say, who's the head of security?
Here's the thing. You walked into a situation in which nobody's in charge, right? Like, why don't you make a check? I'll tell you some stuff, but
okay.
Make a check for it first. So
you want me to roll?
We'll say, that's probably just perception.
Perception.
Yeah, with your you can do it with wisdom if you want to.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Boom. Boom. Six.
Okay.
Six.
Yeah, it's just chaos. Like, you don't know who to talk to or what's up. But there's this guy in your face, this agent guy, who I mean he's acting like he's in charge, so. Yeah, so he looks at your pass, and he's like, I'm sorry, the VIP area is closed, concert's over, you gotta get out of here. You gotta take your friends and get out of here.
Wait, you're saying that to me?
Yeah.
I think you got bigger problems to worry about than me. You are aware there was an assault just upstairs in the Coliseum.
He looks at you, puts his hands up, he's like, I feel as though that's my problem.
I mean, you are the head of security, aren't you?
And he kind of looks. He's like, looks at himself. He's like, no, I work
for her.
Well,
who the fuck is?
And he's like, kind of looks. What do you care about that? Look, I'm just trying to get my client out of here, and now you're in my way, and she's using you to get in the way.
Is she your client?
He nods.
Well, don't you fucking care about protecting her? There's a fucking man who's got a gun that, like, sucks the fucking universe into, like, I can't even explain it. It's making me angry just to think about it. Don't you care?
What are you trying to get him to do?
I don't know. I think at this point, Piani's just pissed that he was like, you got to leave. And I'm just like, well, I'm just going to yell because he's either going to. Right? Like, I don't know.
The two of you argue for a while. Until
I mean, I guess I am trying to find out. Is there someone running the show? Like, I want to be, you know, I want to tell this guy that he's an idiot if he.
Yeah, I mean, this dude, despite the ridiculous way that he's dressed, is, like, probably the most in charge of anyone here. Like, if Nika really, like, pushes him, he'll probably do what she says, but he's in charge of, like, her security, basically, and a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, right now he just wants to get her out of here.
Great.
So at some point, like, you two are arguing, and he's just like, look, it doesn't matter. I'm not saying what you're telling me about this guy and the gun. Whether I believe you or not, it's irrelevant. Like, this place has gotten dangerous, and it's dangerous for me and for her and honestly for you three too, and nobody wants to get hurt. So why don't we all just move this conversation somewhere that's not the back fucking hallway of this venue?
I'll tell you what. Let's leave together.
And he's like, puts his hands up. Fine. All right.
You have transportation, right?
He looks at you and he's like, yeah, we do, but we'll talk about that. Let's go. And so he kind of, like, tries to get the group of you to, like, move out of the hallway and, like, leave the area at least and get you out to, like, the back parking lot. Nika, like, now that she's distracted by Wu and Lara, is just, like, and she's got some fans that she can do her thing with, and so she's just kind of, like, leading them along. And the whole group of you heads out towards the back exit, and you come out outside into a closed parkade area, parking garage. And there's, like, a tour vehicle there, like a it's not her bus because you wouldn't take a bus on a spaceship from system to system, but it's like a venue bus that's supposed to take her back to the starport. And so you get outside, and there's way less people here, and it's a lot, like, quieter. So Winston, when you get outside, he turns to Nika and is like, all right, Nika, we're done. Signing time's over. You tell your little friends we gotta go. And she starts, like, parting from the two of them, and starts walking over to where Winston and you are standing. When she comes up, she looks at you and then looks at Winston. And is like, Winston, who is this? And he looks at you and he just puts his hands up. He's like, awkwardly looks at you.
I kind of like sigh. The name's Piani Pick. I escorted your biggest fans to you. Made sure they got there in one piece so you could have that touching moment between one another.
She looks at you and she's like, you have a very strange accent. Where are you from?
It doesn't matter.
She nods. She's like, no, I suppose it doesn't. She puts her hand out. I'm Nika Starlight.
I'm Piani Pick.
So she shakes her hand, and she's like, I'm sorry, were you at the concert? We had to cut it short. Oh, something about a security problem. This guy, and she like looks at Winston, puts her hands up. What do I know?
He's a fucking moron. But that's besides the point. I did get a chance to see a wee bit of your concert, but more importantly, there's a guy maybe trying to kill you.
Her eyes get wide at that. She's like, no one's ever tried to kill me before. Yeah. Well, they're not doing a very good job, are they? I feel pretty alive.
I want to know what Wu's saying through all of this.
There's just like this like blank expression that goes over Piani's face. Like, oh
his
my
eyes
God.
Have become the size of dinner plates. Yeah. He's just sitting there.
yeah. Well, if you cast a glance over at Wu, like Lara is sitting on a pipe that's sticking out. So she's sitting down now, and she's like on her phone texting. And Wu is just standing like at the minimum possible respectable distance from Nika, just like vibrating, staring at her. You can see him, like, he's every time there's a pause in the conversation, he, like, takes a breath, like, he's going to have something to say, but then doesn't. and it's just like... So Nika says to you, she's like, so how do you know this about someone trying to kill me?
Well, aside from the fact that he said, fuck Nika Starlight, I don't know.
Who is this man?
I think Sakarian and you guys identified him, but I actually don't know, do I? I don't know who the guy was, do I?
Identified him as a group?
You choose either way. If you want to know what his name is, that's cool. If not, it's fine too.
Well, I mean, I was present, but I don't think...
You can know his name, that's fine.
Okay. It was...
Constantine Fang.
Constantine Fang?
Yeah. So you say that and
have
she's
you
like...
Have you heard of him before?
She shakes her head. No, but he sounds dangerous.
He is.
Why would he try to kill me? And when she says that, you can tell that she's not like... She knows. She's like, why would he try to kill me? Like, playing all innocent, but like looks at her manager like, see, I fucking told you. And then looks back at you like, I don't know anything.
I think you know. And I know.
She's like, what do you think you know? And then looks at her bodyguard who takes like a step towards you.
Oh, you know, you put a few drinks in Winston and I'll tell you a whole lot of things.
And so Winston's like, well, hold the phone here, everybody.
No, Winston, I've never met this
woman before in my life.
Nika, it really doesn't matter. Where are you going?
The conversations that never made it to action movies.
Yeah. So I think the bodyguard, the bodyguard takes a step forward and he's like, why don't we finish this conversation on the bus?
Off camera.
It's not even that. It's just they want to get Piani alone to, like, deal with that.
Great. I'm just trying to get with them.
Okay. Yeah, so they'll like get you up on the bus. It's not a safe bus for you to be on, but that's the plan. They're like, let's go have this conversation inside where no one can see me. punching you. So Wu, like, when you turn around, like, when they're like, go on the bus, and they definitely just mean, like, just you. Wu is like, I want to go on the bus.
No, there's no way I'm going on this bus alone.
Okay.
Your fans.
So, I think that Winston is like, you know what, make a check. Make a charisma check. Try to persuade him to get everybody on board.
Okay. Great. Let's do 0. 6.
Okay. All right. So, I think at this point, that if you're like, no, we got to go with these guys, and they're like, look, whatever you got to say, say it now. We're leaving, and you're not coming with us. Like, I don't care.
Great, about great. Shut up. I got nothing to say then. Goodbye.
All right. So they, Nika's like, she looks at you kind of like suspiciously, and it's like, oh, weird night. And then runs back over to Wu and like gives him a hug and like a kiss on the cheek. And then she walks past you and onto the bus, and the bodyguard is the last guy to get on the bus, and he looks at you with this like glare, like, see you again.
You. What what has Lord McCrary's reaction been through all of this? Is she just like drunk off of getting shot?
She's drunk and just drunk texting her friends, and it's kind of like wobbling back and forth and like giggling at her phone.
I got shot, lol.
Yeah,
hashtag,
totally.
Hashtag shot, hashtag
shot
Nika Starlight.
Selfie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
did she like turn around and take a selfie of her like shot wound with like Nika Starlight in the background? Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's doing.
Awesome.
All right, so meanwhile, Prosper, you get outside and you come out the like side exit, and you're standing by like an alley, and there's like a dumpster there, and Constantine like gives you a shove, and he's like, you kind of turn around as you're showing, and he's like got the gun pointed at you, and he's like, who are you with? What the fuck are you doing here?
Because
he recognizes you from upstairs, but he wants more information.
Hold on one moment, please, while I check my character sheet to see if I have deception. That is not even a skill.
No, it's not a skill.
Crap.
Just tell him what you want to tell him.
Persuade is like,
I have to think what I want to tell him.
Yeah,
it's persuade is a skill, but it's horrible.
Do you want me to come back to you?
Do you say hello to my little friend, and then he flashes him.
That's very confusing.
So wait, let me think. Like, what the hell are we doing here? We're here to like get
capture him and find out where his employer is, who's hired him.
We're trying to find out where Lord McCrary is located, because Lady McCrary hired us to get him to stop trying to get her to divorce him. But she's hired a number of people to try and do that.
Well, it's just an open bounty, right? So whoever deals with her husband for her gets paid.
Okay, all right.
But her husband has a counter bounty on her, and he's trying to cash in on both.
Now that I've figured it out, I remember what I'm going to say. I say, what am I doing here? What are you doing here? Of course I'm here for exactly the same thing. I'm here for the bounty.
And he kind of squints at you, and he's like, looked to me like you were protecting her.
From you? Of course. Everybody knows Constantine Feng.
He's like, damn right.
And then he flexes and looks at himself.
That's a camera shot. Now, listen, this was all a big misunderstanding. If you'd like some help, perhaps I can be of service, so we can work something out. It could be very lucrative for both of us. We will stop getting in each other's way. Listen, I was not working alone. Surely you've seen my contact, my companion, my brother in arms.
He nods. He's like, yeah, I saw your crew.
Yes, well, if you work with me, I can make sure that you don't run afoul of them.
Kind of like, and what makes you think I need to work with you? Why don't I just kill you here and move on?
Oh, you certainly could, except that at this very moment, Monsieur Sicarian is probably trying to find me.
He nods, he's like, yeah, that name sounds familiar. Doesn't I saw it on your phone, too.
Hmm. Is that who that was? What a sweetheart.
He's like, you've been working with Sicarian long?
Oh, Monsieur Sicarian and I are very close.
He says, yeah, I've heard stories about that one. And he like looks around, he's like, look, he like holsters his gun. He's like, you put your arms down, asshole.
I'm not much experience physical for labor. Reputation altering.
So he says, he's like, look, this McCrary thing, small fucking potatoes. You and me and the rest of your crew, we need to have a conversation.
We can make that happen. Can I have my compat back?
He flips it to you.
Yeah. I text Sicarian, need to talk. Okay. And like Sicarian, do we have like some kind of like we've talked on the ship about like military strategy stuff. Surely we have some kind of like code words, you know, like red, yellow, blue, whatever.
I imagine you would have brought that by me, yes.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I think it'd be your idea.
I probably text you the code word that means danger, but not immediate danger. So it's like, it's not red, but it's like yellow or whatever.
Okay, I call immediately.
Yeah, okay. I show Fang that it's Sicarian calling. And
she gestures for you to answer it.
I thumb on the comm and I say, Monsieur Sicarian, it's good to hear your voice, sweetheart.
You don't see this, but his eyebrow raises as he answers this. He says, where are you?
Well, I'm not entirely certain. We've come out of some exit that is hidden from most of the crowds. Monsieur Feng would like to speak with you. He says that the McCrary contract is small potatoes.
Very good. Describe where you're at, please.
Mr. Fang?
So, Fang, he says, like, he's looking at his own, like, armor built-in, like, combat thing, and he's like, mm-mm, not now. I'll message you with a location and a time.
Sounds good. You have my number.
Okay. Yeah, so he, I guess he just, like, goes, like he leaves. He goes the opposite direction and just leaves you in the alley.
Cool. Like, you know, he says, Monsieur Sicarian, it seems that this danger, the immediate danger is over. I shall rendezvous with you back to the ship.
If you feel that you're safe to do that, fine. Sure, we can do that.
I somehow think that, yes, I am. Everything seems to be coming up Milhouse.
I'm not sure that term.
No one knows where that strange news came from in the prehistory of our people.
The Simpsons runs the world now, yeah.
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 Who was this Milhouse and why did everything come up him so often?
Prosper like thumbs off the compad, puts it back in his pocket, goes over to the wall and just like turns around and sits down.
Yeah. And that's when you get lasered to death. So back at the ship. Higgs,